Time now for StoryCorps. In 1995, Tony Hicks shot and killed Tariq Kamisa in a gang-related robbery. Hicks, 14 at the time, became the youngest person in California to be charged as an adult. While Kamisa's father, Azeem, was grieving, he came to a realization. 25 years later, he and Hicks sat down to remember what happened next.
It took me 5 years to develop enough courage to come and meet you. What do you remember about our first meeting?
We were in the visiting room in Folsom State Prison. I had been anxious over meeting you. I felt so horrible for what I did that I wanted to be able to do something to help you heal in some type of way.
I was amazed of your composure. You didn't portray any of the typical attitude of a 19-year-old in our culture.
Well, coming into a maximum security prison at 16, I had to grow up and mature a little bit just to survive in there.
You know, one of the questions I had for you is if Tariq said anything to you, because you were the last person to see him. We locked eyes for a long time. It's painful.
It was the most difficult conversation that I had in my life.
You were remorseful. You took responsibility for your actions. And in that moment, I got that the spark in you was no different than the spark in me. It was at that point I told you that I have forgiven you.
Your forgiveness was heavy on me. I didn't feel like I was deserving because I knew what I had taken away from you. But your example gave me space to work on understanding that I was worth being forgiven.
I always felt forgiveness is something you give to yourself. I grew up in the Sufi tradition, and I think that helped me a lot to know that I didn't want to go through life in anger and revenge. And after our first meeting, my stride was much bouncier leaving the prison than the one I had walked in with. And I thought to myself, why did I wait 5 years? Because it was a gift. And I honor you for doing that.
Years later, when I was released from prison, I wanted to go back to where I murdered Tariq and just bring my past and my present together in that moment. I wanted to reaffirm to Tariq I was a changed person and that I wouldn't squander this opportunity.
I liked what you said, Tony, to bring your past and present together. That pain is not a bad thing if it makes you a better person. That's how I feel this journey has been for me.
You are instrumental in the person that I am today. And I am extraordinarily grateful to know you and to have you in my life.
That's Tony Hicks speaking with Azeem Kamisa for StoryCorps in San Diego. Hicks was released from prison in 2019 and now volunteers for the Justice Foundation that Kamisa started in his son's name.